to a deeper look in the book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbur, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbur will bring in a series of lessons out of the book of 1 Timothy. So get close to your radio and listen now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Normally had a husband, either stayed with her daddy. She really didn't even have a lifestyle. A lady come up under the protection. See, this thing is like an umbrella. When God brought lady, the wife, or the woman on this earth, he brought her up under the umbrella of the authority of man. And man has the authority to provide, to direct, and to protect. And a lady, she stay up under the authority of her father until marriage. So there was never a time that a lady should be without the umbrella of authority. When a lady is outside the umbrella of her father or even her husband, then she's on her own to provide, to protect, and to direct. And it's hard for a lady. It's not saying she can't do it. It's just hard. Because she's doing something that God really never intended for her to do. She can do it. But it's just going to be hard. Now, keep in mind, that's what the whole book of Ruth is all about. Is how can this single lady get some protection in her life? Now, notice, Ruth was small. She stayed with Naomi. Because it's through the family ties that she was going to get provided for. Somehow, some way, God is going to provide for me. Somehow, some way, God is going to protect me. Somehow, some way, God is going to direct me. And sure enough, even though she stayed with that old widow woman, Naomi, God blessed her through Naomi's cousin, Boaz. There was a kinsman redeemer. Naomi had another cousin that was a lot closer to her than Boaz. And this cousin was supposed to marry Ruth. But he done what this brother over in Deuteronomy didn't want to do. He basically said, nope, I'm not going to marry you. And as a result, Boaz ended up marrying Ruth. Protection, provision, and direction. You just stay with God. And even when it looked like, I don't see how God is going to protect me, provide for me, and direct me just by staying over here with this old lady. You just stay with God. God is sending the blessings the way he said he's going to send the blessings. See, God always worked through spiritual authority. He always worked through spiritual authority. God always worked through the head. God's going to deal with headship. And so the reason that God is telling the man that I want you to protect the lady, that's the way that God want to bless the man in order that man not only can be blessed, but he can be a blessing to his family. Do you know you get more from God when you stay in his will?
Amen.
See, it's just like if I'm outside of God's will, and I'm saying, God, take care of me. God said, okay, I'm going to just send you $10 to take care of you. That ought to take care of you. But I said, God, I want you to take care of me, and I want you to send me some money to take care of me and the poor and the needy. God said, that's good. I'm going to send you $20. 10 for you, the other 10 for the poor and the needy. See, you get more when you do the will of God.
Amen.
You get more when you do the will of God. Now, we have saw how God intends for women to be taken care of. He intends for widows to be taken care of. Now, even society, the second point, society even takes care of its widows. Society. ancient society, widows was taken care of in the ancient world. Greece had a law that widows were to be taken care of. As a matter of fact, Aristotle, in his writing, Aristotle said that if it came down between you and your mother eating dinner, this was the last meal, or this is all the food that you got, he said, you need to starve and let your mama eat. Plato basically said the same thing. He says that it is the responsibility of the children to take care of their elderly parents. It was a law in Greece that if you did not do that, then you would lose your civil rights. Even in our society today, widows are taken care of by the government. Widows are taken care of. One program is Medicare. Medicare is a medical insurance program to take care of the elderly. Now, if ancient society is taking care of the elderly, particularly the widows, if God expects that, particularly in the Old Testament time, to take care of the widows, God is expecting the same thing for us today, to take care of the widows. Now, let's take a look at our lesson tonight. 1 Timothy chapter 5. He says, honor widows who are widows indeed. What do that word honor mean? That word honor means to show respect. It means to take care of. Now, look at Matthew chapter 15. Because we see that Jesus Christ, he taught this throughout his teaching, to take care of the poor, the needy, particularly the widows. So often, men value other things more than we value God things. Look at what the scripture says in verse number 1, chapter 15. It says, then some Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem, saying, why do you, your disciples, transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. And he answered and said to them, and why do you yourself transgress the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? Notice, the Pharisees and the Sadducees are the scribes. In other words, one group of preachers, this group of preachers that was very strict, they said, why is it that your disciples don't wash their hands? And it was not just washing their hands like we wash our hands for a week, going through a ceremonial ritual. You know, they would put the water on their hand, and they would hold it up, then they would hold it down, and they would mumble some prayers, and, you know, so they would go through a ritual. And this hand wash, I mean, the food done got cold by the time you done went through that, you know, this ritual. And they want to know, why is it that y'all not getting with the ritual here? Jesus said, I just want to know why come y'all ain't following the Bible. Now, y'all putting y'all ritual ahead of the Bible. Now, look at how they forsake the Bible in verse number 4. Jesus says, for God said, honor your father and your mother. And he who speak evil of his father or his mother, let him be put to death. Now, we looked at that last week, didn't we? You know, if you curse one of your parents, it wasn't no place called no juvenile delinquency and all that. They just bumped them on off. You know, the juvenile delinquency was in the graveyard. It said in verse number 5, he says, but you say, now notice, this. Now God says, honor your father and your mother. But this is what you say. You say, whosoever shall say to his father or mother, anything of mine you might have been helped by has been given to the Lord, or given to God. He is not to honor his father or his mother. In other words, Jesus is saying here that instead of honoring their father and their mother, y'all letting these fellas get away with it because they're giving a gift to the church. Because they're giving something to the church. They say, well, mama, I would have gave to you, but I done gave to the church. And now they can disrespect their mama and daddy all because they done gave to the church. Y'all letting them slide. Jesus says, no deal. The scripture says, verse 6, and he is not to honor his father or mother, and thus you invalidate the word of God for the sake of your traditions. You hypocrite, rightly did Isaiah say of you, this people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, but in vain they worship me, teaching the doctrines of men. In other words, they changed things because it was to their advantage. But see, when we use the word of God to our advantage, then we are basically taken away from those who really need. Mamas and daddies, the elderly, need to be respected. They needed to be taken care of regardless how much somebody's given to the church. They need to be taken care of. That don't nullify your responsibility at home. See, that's just like a person saying, I would have gave my tithes, but I had to help somebody else out there. No deal. You got to do both. We got to not only pay our tithes, we got to pay our tithes as well as help the poor and the needy. And I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, if you have your mind and your motivation, your heart right with God, God will give you enough for you, your family, and whoever else needs something. If your heart is right. Because there's a principle. He that soweth to the flesh will reap corruption. But he that soweth to the spirit will reap life everlasting. And so the scripture says, if a man sow sparingly, he reap sparingly. If he sow bountifully, he reap bountifully. Those are economic principles that works. Now, Jesus then, he held holding up high respect for widows. Look at Mark chapter 12. In Mark chapter 12, Jesus again shows his respect for the widow. You know this story, Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 43. This is dealing here with the widow's mite. Notice now Jesus' observation in verse 41. It says, and he sat down opposite the treasure and began observing how the multitudes were putting money into the treasury. And many rich people was putting in large sums. And a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which amounted to a cent. And calling his disciples to him, he said to them, truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the contributors to the treasury. I mean, you count everything everybody else done put in. This lady here done put in more. For they all put in out of their surplus. The reason they could put in, because they had a lot to put in. But she, out of her poverty, put in all she owned, all she had to live on. Notice, this lady put in all she had to live on. A lot of times people talk about, you know, well, I'm gonna put in a dollar in church. A lot of times they say, I'm going to put in a dollar. And they say, you know, well, you know, the Lord, you know, he appreciate that because, you know, the widow put in that widow mite. You know, that's a widow mite. Yeah, but is that dollar all you got? See, this lady put in all she had to live on. That was it. It wasn't no more bank account. She didn't have no checking account, no passbook saving, all that stuff. That lady, I mean, she put in all she had to live on. See, God has a heart for women. He has a heart for widows. A lady, keep in mind, my brothers, a lady is a special object of God's care. She's a special object. That's why he even tells us, husband, over in 1 Peter chapter 3, husband, dwell with your wives in an understanding way and treat her. Give her honor as the weaker vessel so that your prayers will not be hindered. In other words, every lady in this room here, my brothers, whether you can see it or not, they're just like a package being shipped by God through UPS with a label that says fragile, handle with care. Every lady in this room, You can't even see that invisible sign that they got on them. It says fragile, handle with care. That's why you can look at a lady wrong and she start feeling some vibes. You can even say the wrong thing. You can say the right thing just the wrong way. And they feel some vibes. That's because they're fragile. And that's what the Bible means by treat her as the weaker vessel. You gotta know that there's a lot of things that she can't take like you can take. A lot of the joking, a lot of the jiving, she can't handle like you can handle. A lot of the pressure of life, she can't handle like you can handle. That's why God has given the man the responsibility to be the head of the home. God wants ladies to be taken care of, and particularly the widows. And Jesus, he was watching widow folks. Everybody else was watching the big shots. Jesus watching the widow. That's something, isn't it? Jesus, a lot of times when folks come into our church, we watch them who's got this nice, beautiful dress, expensive dress. We watch these folks that got these diamonds. We watch these folks that look like a walking jewelry store. That ain't what God look at when he come to church. When what God look at when he come to church, he look at the poor and the needy. That's what he's looking at. And you remember in the book of James how the folks was letting the folks that was rich, who had jewelry, sit on the front row, get the best seats, and the folks who was poor and the needy, anytime a rich person came in, they said, now you're going to have to get up and let this person here sit down. And they kept being and pushing them back and back towards the back. Well, God is always looking at the back. He's always looking at the underdog, the rejects, the poor, the needy, the forgotten folks. God don't forget about those that have been forgotten. Look at what the scripture says in Luke chapter 7. Many of us think Jesus just performed miracles because he was a miracle worker. Jesus, whenever he performed a miracle, there was always a lesson involved. Luke chapter 7, Jesus again shows his care for the widows. Look at what the scripture says. Luke chapter 7, beginning in verse number 11 through 17. The scripture says, and it came about soon afterwards that he went to a city called Nain. And his disciples were going along with him, accompanied by a large multitude. Now, as he approached the gates of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow. And a sizable crowd from the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he felt compassion. Now, most people, when they see a funeral procession, they look at the procession. Jesus focused in on this widow in the procession. He felt compassion for her and said to her, do not weep. Notice a command, don't weep. And he came up and touched the coffin, and there came to a halt. And he said, young man, I say to you, arise. And the dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him back to what? Mother. To his mother. See, death, one of the words for widow basically means to be robbed, whether by a divorce or whether by a death. And this widow here had been robbed by death. But thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jesus came to give back what the devil done took. And verse number 16 said, and fear gripped them all, and they began glorifying God, saying, a great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people. You know, whenever you see a resurrection, you know God done showed up. They said, God done came to town today. Yes, sir. I thank God that Jesus Christ cares about widows. Now, notice the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Where Jesus was up there in Capernaum, that was 25 miles from Nain. Notice, Jesus Christ, he had just got through performing one miracle up there in Capernaum, and then after he had finished performing all these miracles on the poor, the sick, and whatever, he walked 25 miles. Uh-huh. Now, many people, they would have said, now, this is enough, you know, I done healed all the sick, you know, I done opened up the eyes of the blind. I mean, that's enough today, you know, we're going to close up shop. But notice, Jesus Christ, after he done a day's work already, he walked 25 more miles. Now, how many of you, after you done worked hard all day from sun up all the way to, let's say, to 3 o'clock, and then all of a sudden you say, I need to walk out to Phoney. I need to go to Phoney now because I got some more work I need to do. And so you're going to walk from Urban out to Phoney to do the rest of the work before it gets dark. This is what Jesus Christ did. He walked 25 miles. Why did Jesus walk 25 miles? Because he had an appointment with that widow woman that day. And Jesus says, I don't want to miss the funeral. Do you know God never missed even a bird's funeral? The Bible says he know about every sparrow that falls from the sky. In other words, God is showing up at every sparrow funeral. And if he show up at every bird funeral, don't you think he's going to show up at yours?
Come on, make it right. Make it right.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And notice, we have life meeting death. Jesus Christ, right at the gate of the city. That's where you do business at. That's where the elders used to do business at. Remember, we read in the Old Testament a few minutes ago, whenever a business needs to be taken care of, you went to the gate of the city. Remember how this widow, this brother did not want to marry her. She went to the elders. They came to the gate of the city, and she took off his shoes and spit right in his face in the gate of the city. At the gate of the city is where they always had business. And notice, Jesus Christ met her right at the gate of the city. That's where we take care of business. Jesus meets you right at your point of need. Wherever you need Jesus Christ, that's where you're going to find Jesus Christ. And he's waiting to take care of business. Now, so we see Jesus Christ was concerned about widows. The first ministry that the church did after the days of Pentecost was setting up a program to take care of the widows. Acts chapter 6. So we see the Old Testament took care of the widows. We see Jesus take care of the widows. Now we're going to see the early church. The first program that they set up was a program to take care of the widows. Let's check it out. Acts chapter 6, verses 1-5. Look what it says. Now, at this time, while the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint arose on the part of the Hellenistic Jews against the native Hebrews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily serving of food. God expects women to be taken care of. It's the men's responsibility to take care of the women. And notice, verse 2, and the 12 summoned the congregation of the disciples and said, it is not desirable for us to neglect the word of God in order to serve tables. Now, this is important business, but it's not that important that we have to give up the word of God. Mm-hmm. Notice what it says, but select from among you, brethren, 7 men of good reputation, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may put in charge of this task. Notice that.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.
Yeah, yeah.